What if your emotions weren't holding you back, but pointing you towards the you that's been waiting to rise? Underneath the old beliefs, emotional wounds, and people-pleasing, you know there's more. More joy, more peace, more of you ready to rise. It's time to step into and claim your penthouse potential. Welcome to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, your transformational coach, corporate wellness facilitator, and nervous system regulator. Let's rise.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Sandy Bird. I'm the host here on Emotional Elevator on Inspired Choices Network or any other platform you're listening to me. But nothing is wasted. Lessons in disguise. What changes when you stop judging the experience and start noticing what it gave you? What changes? What does change? See, this is kind of a segue to my show last week on why is this happening to me? So I asked that question because sometimes when we go from why is this happening to me to the lesson that might have been in disguise, we start seeing those judgment, those roadblocks. So let me tell you about what tonight's show is about. Nothing is wasted, lessons in disguise. What changes when you stop judging the experience and start noticing what it gave you? With time and distance, perspective becomes possible. In this episode, I will explore how meaning emerges naturally when ego softens and old beliefs loosen without forcing lessons or minimizing what was hard. This isn't about pretending everything happens for a reason. It's about recognizing how even difficult moments shape clarity, resilience, and growth in ways we couldn't see at a time. Nothing is rushed, rewritten, or dismissed. Each experience becomes part of your evolution, quietly influencing who you are becoming. What if the moments you once questioned are the very ones that carried you the lessons you needed most? See, last week's show was all about why me and how that using that word why is judgment. And now the lesson from that and all those emotions that might have came up when we always say things like, why does this keep happening to me? If I didn't have bad luck, I wouldn't have any luck at all. And I gave questions at the end. How many times do you maybe say these things to yourself? And what feelings come up? What emotions? Because now this segues into this show. And this show is all about when things happen and we can step back and notice the experience it gave us. Because maybe you said, why does this always happen to me? And you were able to ask yourself, what's going on when I say that? What is the experience that I'm inviting? What is the roadblock that I have inside of me? What's the block? What is that false belief, that false sense of security? See, in those moments, we do things and we allow our ego to make us feel safe, to make us feel secure. But when we can step away and kind of take a moment and go, what is up? What's created inside of me that keeps making me ask that question or say those statements? This always happens to me. Now, when you say it that way, you're saying it more as a statement, as in a belief. When you ask the, why does this always happen to me? There's a part of you that's boiling inside. There's emotion that comes up that you need to kind of take a moment, not in the moment, but stand back and go, what emotion is coming up for me? What belief is behind that emotion? And how can I change that process? See, everything in life, when we can take our ego, which is there to protect us, to kind of soften things. Like if something good doesn't happen, it kind of gets us to, okay, that's right. I'm deserving of that. So that's our ego. But when we can take a step back and kind of reevaluate the situation and look at it from a different perspective and go, what false belief maybe do I have? What am I feeling that might not align with my new self? And I speak about this with my clients all the time, but also even with myself. Something that I took upon myself to really start listening to is many different people out there. From my business coach and the producer of Inspired Choices Network, Christine. We all know, and I listen to her, but then I also understand that you have to get to the level and you've got to go through the trenches to also understand. So as I speak about these things and I say I'm an expert on it, is because I've gone through those trenches. I've had to step back and go, why am I saying that? And then when I say the word why, what judgment am I feeling? Why am I judging myself? And as I also mentioned on last week's show, was who is your biggest critic? You are. See, if we spend all this time in this energy of, that was a waste. But if you spent the time and said, what did I learn from that? What was the lesson that was taught? Maybe it was that icky feeling you started feeling that you're like, this doesn't align with who I am now. And how can I expand from this? How can I learn from this? One of the biggest lessons that I learned is when many coaches out there say, you know what, sometimes when someone approaches you and says something, it's not about you, it's about them. There's truth to that. But when you get all and bottled up and have this feeling within you, there's something that challenged, the big word is triggered, you, that you need to also address. And I recently was talking to a client about that when they said, but I don't know what they were talking about. They said this, 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 and this, and I don't understand because I don't see that in me. Okay. You know, sometimes people say things to you that they're feeling within themselves. Yeah, and that's exactly what I'm feeling. But how come you're talking about it? What is that feeling that's coming up inside of you? And you're addressing this lesson that wasn't wasted because there's something inside of you that's kind of boiling that you're not letting it go. But when you can just kind of go, okay, I'm fine. But we've all got to experience that. And like I started talking about, there are so many of us out here talking on platforms and everything, but we don't have it all figured out. We're talking from our own life lessons, the lessons we learn that we realized one day they weren't wasted lessons. Because have you ever had something, someone say something to you, and then 2 weeks later, someone says something to you, and then maybe a month later, someone says something to you, and you're like, what keeps happening? And then you start to sit back and go, maybe there is truth in that. How can I change the feeling I have around that? Or could it be something I'm saying? Could it be something I'm doing? So think about that in value. In life, lessons are to be learned. So recently, I had a conversation with a client, and they were talking about something that happened. And I don't want to go into too much detail about it, but something that happened. And all of a sudden, they said a phrase. And I kind of sat back, probably tilted my head, and was like, wow, that was meant for me. And there was a lesson in it. Not saying that it was all meant for me, but it was something that I too wanted to hear from them. But then I was able to ask a question behind it. See, life is all about lessons, and the only way we're going to evolve as people or transform or become empowered is when we can acknowledge a lesson. When we can acknowledge when we hear things like, why did that happen? Oh, why does this keep happening to me? Well, think about that. Whenever you were maybe in school, maybe a child, why did you do that? Did you right away go, because, or what was the feeling around that? There was a lesson in that. And the lesson might have been a part of you that jumped into something you believed behind that. Or maybe it was a false sense of judgment in that. And that's a lesson that when you got older or when you're maturing within yourself, as I like to say, I don't like to say old, I like to say I'm maturing within my body, that when I hear something, it's more like, can we rephrase that? How could you have done that different? Not, why did you do it that way? If you are a parent or a boss or a leader or a coach, think about that. How would you like to be approached with, why did you do it that way? Does it sound more like you're criticizing or asking a question? But if you said, is there a way you could have done that different? Or how did you come up with that? How did you come up with that? And that would not be a wasted lesson. It would make you maybe think in a broader spectrum. So that's why I felt this show was just as important as the last show, to kind of explore the lessons we learn from the people around us, from the situations in our life, how we respond to change. That's a lesson. Do you respond to change with your fists tight, your body clenched, the pain going from your head to your feet? Or do you ask maybe the questions? How come we decided to change the way we're doing this? Not, why did we change it? This company is always changing things. Why? Does that sound judgmental? Does that sound like a lesson needs to be learned in there? But if you said, I would like to understand this more. And think about whenever you've been in an accident, there's a lesson there. Actually, there's a good lesson that I can tell you about, but I'll tell you about after the break. But first, who am I? Who am I? I am Sandy Bird. I am a transformational coach and empowerment expert. And I have three programs that I always like to promote on my show, and that is Thriving Through Forgiveness, Finding Your Empowerment Within, and I had to think, Unleash Your Authentic Self. All of those programs are designed to meet you where you're at. What lessons do you want to learn? What things do you want to figure out within yourself? Are you curious about am I being authentic? Do I need to thrive and forgive? Because forgiveness isn't about the other person, it's about yourself and the lesson to be learned in forgiveness. Or is it finding the empowerment within and the lesson behind that? How would my life change if I empowered myself? So I am Sandy Bird, and that's Sandy, Sandee, Bird, Byrd, .com on any social media platform. You can even email me at sandy@sandybird.com or sandybirdcoach@gmail.com. But while we're on our break, I'm going to ask you, what lessons have you learned? And what was the value out of that lesson? Was it a block? Was it a feeling? Was it a false belief? So I'm just curious, what lesson has been the most, what was the most valuable lesson you learned? Sounds like a great question while we're on break. So let's go to that break.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. So I asked before the break, what are the most valuable lessons you have learned? But first, let me say, if you are listening to my show on Apple iTunes, please give me a 5-star review. You can search Emotional Elevator, and it helps me to get the word out because I know somebody you know will probably need to hear this show. Just saying. But what is the most valuable lesson you have learned? And it could be something big, and it could be something small. See, one of the lessons I learned, and it took a long time for me to learn this, is all of the abuse that I went through in my life, I didn't ask for. I didn't want. And I sat back and wondered, why did I continue to go through that cycle? And the lesson I learned from that is I was stronger than I ever saw myself. That strength it took for me to go from a situation to a situation to a situation of extreme abuse, mental, emotional, physical abuse. And I saw my strength. And that's why today I see value in myself. I see worth within myself because I can sit back now and see that me saying, why does this keep happening to me? Was my own judgment. And my ego, in a sense, was making me feel small. Yes, it was protecting me in a sense. Sometimes I still don't understand what that protection was, but it allowed me to sit back and see the lesson as I'm a superhero within myself. And whenever I even work with clients who are dealing with substance use disorders, and they really struggle daily walking away from that substance, but it's also they can see the power that they have within them to say no. And sometimes that power of no is stronger because they were saying, no, I can't give it up. And now they can say, no, I'm not going to do that. Same thing on different sides. And that's why sometimes working around people with substance use disorders or even abuse and seeing that they can see their superpower behind that. So it's when you take that step back and let go of the judgment, soften the ego, feel the emotions, you can see that transformation within you. Most of the time we're so in it that we don't take that step back. And it can be, everything can be a big thing and everything can be a little thing. Because for me, that past life, it's not behind me. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, I healed from it. Because there was no healing to be done because I wasn't broken. I wasn't sick. I wasn't fractured. I was just in a different place in my life. But now I can see the strength that got me through that and the determination that I had to survive. And that determination lives with me every day, that I was determined. And if you feel determined from something like a lesson, you can change your thought around, am I worthy? Yeah. Am I valued? Yes. So there is lessons in everything. And that is one of the things working in substance use and even in conflict resolution at this point too, is understanding where the conflict comes from, what emotions are in the conflict, what maybe false beliefs are in the conflict. How many of you out there are listening that might have been separated, divorced, might be on your first marriage or second marriage, maybe even more, might be a parent, might be a grandparent. And if you've never had conflict with a spouse, a sibling, a child, a parent, reach out to me. I'd love to hear your story. But when you can step back and ask, what was that really about? What was challenged within me? What emotion came up for me? Maybe it was that they challenged a belief within you, or a definition of a belief within you. Because there's something when you can soften and see the other side of something of a conflict. So there are so many lessons that we can take in life and learn from. and especially everyday conflicts. If you've ever worked and someone's challenged something of yours, or if you've ever been on a team, maybe you played a sport, or you like watching a certain sports on TV, and you know, say, why did they throw the pass to that person? They weren't open, but that person was open. If you like football, well, that's a judgment. You're trying to predict an outcome of somebody else. But what is coming up for you? And if you're on a team at a job and everyone's throwing around their ideas and nobody wants to listen to the other person's idea, and then you walk away and go, wow, what John said, yeah, if we did it this way, we probably would have this result. But sometimes we spend too much time wanting our voice heard, or we're questioning our own voice, or our own judgment, or our own emotion, or our own belief, instead of hearing somebody else. So the lessons in life are never wasted. So as I said, what was the most valuable lesson that you ever learned? And what did you learn from it? Did you learn maybe there was something out there that you believed falsely about yourself? Was the ego really protecting you or making you feel safe when you really weren't that safe? Maybe the ego was making you feel small, feel it was justified when it wasn't. And how did you change that? How did you learn from that lesson to move you forward? Because that's exactly what this is about. It's about asking the questions. The how. What? How? How could I have done that differently? How could I have reacted differently? How could I have handled that differently? How could I have done that differently? What could I have done differently? What could I have said? Think about that. Instead of, why did I do that? Doesn't that sound like we're coming from a place? So it is almost time for this lesson to be over. And next week's show is all about big feelings are not a flaw. And that is a big show that you will want to come and watch or listen to, because it's something that I work with my clients on. When you do have big feelings and you're meant to feel small. And this is almost a segue from this show, is having those big feelings, showing emotions, and how important they are, because big feelings aren't a flaw. So again, I am Sandy Bird. I am a transformational and expert coach. And thank you for joining me. You can find me Sandy, S-A-N-D-E-E, Bird, BYRD.com, or on any social media platform. You can always join me here in the chat room on Emotional Elevator. And again, what lessons have you learned in life that might have been false sense of belief? And thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, start elevating your emotions and stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve.